If you would, please take out your Bibles and turn to Genesis chapter 25. Genesis chapter 25. And we're going to read verses 27 through 34. Genesis 25, 27 through 34. When the boys grew up, Esau became a skillful hunter, a man of the field. But Jacob was a peaceful man, lying in tents. Now Isaac loved Esau because he had a taste for game. But Rebekah loved Jacob. When Jacob had cooked stew, Esau came in from the field, and he was famished. And Esau said to Jacob, "Please let me have a swallow of that red stuff there, for I am famished." There his name was called Edom. But Jacob said, "First sell me your birthright." Esau then said, "Behold, I am about to die, so what use is this birthright to me?" And Jacob said, "First swear to me." So he swore to him and sold his birthright to Jacob. Then Jacob gave Esau bread and lentil stew, and he ate and drank and rose and went on his way. Thus Esau despised his birthright. So let's all take a second and realize how we're all like Esau in some way. So caught up in the fleshly desires of the here and now that sometimes we forget about our future and how easy it is to jeopardize it. How many times a day do we give up something that is sinful but is pleasing or easy to do now? It's hard to do, and no one will tell you that being different from the world will be a piece of cake, and being a Christian is easy. Don't be conformed to the world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. So here in Genesis 25, we see Esau made a bad trade. He gave up future blessings of benefits, inheritance, and gained a mere cup of soup. And the same thing happens today as people of the world and us sitting here jeopardize a future sometimes in an eternity of spiritual blessings in order to live this short life in, quote, freedom, as some people would say. Stephen teaches our Sunday morning class, and we've been taking a look at John. So if you would, please turn over to John, and we'll look at chapter 8. We'll start in verse 31 of John chapter 8. So Jesus was saying to those Jews who had believed in him, "If you continue in my word, then you are truly disciples of mine. And you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free." They answered him, "We are Abraham's descendants and have never yet been enslaved to anyone. How is that you say that you will become free?" Then Jesus answered them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, everyone who commits sin is a slave of sin." So some argue that going along with the world and conforming to what it says is freedom. And Jesus says here to some of the Jews who had believed in him that committing sin is basically the opposite of freedom. It enslaves you to that sin, to the devil. And if you look over in verse 33, it said, they answered him, "We are Abraham's descendants and have never been enslaved to anyone." So clearly they haven't been educated on their own history, or it's just ignorance. But that can be a lesson in and of itself. So this ties back to Genesis chapter 25 of how we should not make bad trades in our life and how sin not only enslaves you, but it takes you further away from God. And it's not what everyone else calls freedom. In 1962, a man by the name of John F. Kennedy gave a speech at Rice University. And one particular part of that speech reads, "We choose to go to the moon. We choose to go to the moon in this decade and do the other things, not because they're easy, but because they're hard. Because the goal will serve to organize and measure the best of our energies and skills. Because the challenge is one that we're willing to accept, one that we're unwilling to postpone, and one that we intend to win and the others too." This part of the speech relates to our walk as Christians and the lesson that I present to you this evening. So I chose to make my own version of that speech that corresponds to the Christian walk. We choose to follow God and go to heaven. We choose to go to heaven and give up the pleasures of the here and now. not because they're easy, but because they're hard. Because our overall goal is worth the best of our energies and strife. Because the challenge of being a Christian is one that we're willing to accept, one that we're unwilling to postpone, and one that we intend to do with the best of our abilities.